Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back. Another week.
Thanks
another
for joining us. Episode of the Stony Sisters podcast. Lemon brulee. I'm going to roll up some lemon brulee.
Lemon brulee. And I have Headspace. Yes, Headspace. It's a hybrid. So we're going to do, but we took, we look, I can't even talk right now.
I know, I'm with my Rémy Brûlée and...
We did dabs before this, clearly.
We did,
what was it? Head doctor. So all of my strains dealing with the head. Don't know why, but it just...
And whatever we were smoking last week on your Puffco, I have some of that. I found some of that in the little container that I had.
Oh, was it in there?
Yeah, and so I mixed that with your Headspace. So I don't know. I'm feeling all types of high.
All types of high. So I'm going to spark this while you roll up your lemon brulee.
And we will.
And we'll jump right on in.
So the Headspace. I know you've been on the Headspace for a little bit.
Yes, Headspace.
So is that a go-to for you now, or...
I like it. Okay, so actually I found out that the one that I was smoking wasn't Headspace. It was Head Stash.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you. All the heads. So, for some reason...
You're definitely getting some heads.
Right.
I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Just been calling me. So, I was like, you know what? Let me see. And then again, okay. Like I said, the head doctor, I was like, okay, well...
Okay, I thought you had...
I thought I did too, and I had to go back and look at my containers and see, because I was just like, I thought I had Headspace already, so I don't want to get it. And then when I looked, I was like, oh no, this was Head Stash. And then I had Cherry Tang.
Okay, yeah. I love me some Cherry Tang. That is definitely one of my favorites. One of my go-tos. So.
Awesome. It tastes sweet.
That's all I have for today, though. I need to go pick up. I didn't go this morning, so I'm going this afternoon, hopefully.
You've been a busy bee.
I've been doing great. I've been on time. I'm very proud of myself. And because I was going to try and squeeze everything in before I had to go to Ari's, but I told her, I'm leaving my house, going, blah, 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 whatever, and I'll be, you know, I'll be there. So I was going to try and cram more other than
what was already tasked.
Yeah. Oh, no, ashtray. Ooh, that's a good, I wonder where that is. Here, we'll just put it in here. No. I'm about to use that. All right. Wow. Where is my ashtray? I think I know where it is.
This, for some reason, to me, tastes sweet. When that first inhale, I don't know if it's... I'm like, is it my lip? No.
What are the terps on this?
So, they did not have them. It didn't have it on there, but it did say it was sweet and a pungent.
I was going to say, I'm getting a little pungy, like...
Oh, hello, because it's a cross strain between Mother of Berries and Chem Dog 91.
You're getting the berries. I threw everything out of the grinder, and it, like, flung over here, and I didn't see it because I had the grinder sitting right here, so it was blocking. I was like, where the fuck did all the drink go? Okay, wow. Right. Never got high before, Jazz?
Right. Newbies or what? I actually wanted to talk about on our past episode, we talked about the giveaway that we won. And thanks to you, because you entered us into that with, what is it, Green Deals AZ. So I got to try this week the 200 milligram OG's Sativa, and I want to say it was raspberry orange or orange raspberry. I don't know, one of those two, but it was a mixture of two flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, those are the softest gummies I have. Dangerous.
And I keep mine in the fridge still.
Dangerous. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Dangerous. Second, those are really, really, really good for people who can't really deal with the taste of the plant. So I think I couldn't taste anything. I was a little apprehensive just because they were 20 milligrams each. So one day, okay, so quick story. I started boxing and I did it last Sunday. my foot was fucked up. Like, you guys, I could not walk. It had a pulse. It was swollen. It looked like...
Was it bruised?
It got bruised. It's not bruised anymore, but it got bruised. It looked like Kim K toes. Literally so bad. So I just couldn't even work, okay? So I'm like trying to work and I have my foot lifted on top of a box because I had to keep it elevated because every time I would put it down, it would start pulse, like the pulse would, it just hurt. So I decided to take 10 milligrams of the edible. Mm-hmm. When I tell you 30 minutes later, when I tell you 30 minutes later, I felt nothing in my foot and I had it down for like a good amount of time. Wow. That, to the point where I didn't even realize it. It was...
You kind of like forgot.
I kind of forgot. And then it wasn't until I would go to stand up and already mentally, like, I was preparing myself to like step on my left foot. So I just like stood up really weird. And then when I stood up, I was just like, wait, I could put pressure like on my foot. So
it didn't just like alleviate the pain, like you were able to.
Yeah, I was able to like get up, and then, you know, I have stairs, so I'm over here walking up the stairs. I mean, I'm still being cautious, but
trying to avoid going up and down.
Right. Trying to avoid it. So I'm just like, all right, if I have to go to the bathroom.
Cutting your brakes down.
Yeah. Cutting all my brakes down. I'm like, all right, once an hour. Just kidding. But needless to say, they work really well. I've been doing 10 milligrams during the morning and then 10 milligrams at night. Okay. I'm sleeping like a baby.
Damn, you can do the whole 10 though. That's, to me, that's impressive because I'm just like, I could not. Like, the 5, I'm still doing my 5s at night, and I've been doing the sativas, but they've just been now keeping me up, keeping me a little bit more. I'm feeling that, like, how it works as a sativa gummy. You know, because, like, so I'm still relaxed, but, like, I'm, like, not ready to go to bed.
Right.
So, but then I took an indica before, and the next day I was just too groggy. So, I'm thinking maybe even half of the 10s for the indica for me.
But maybe that's why. Maybe that is why I didn't get so tired. Like, I was tired, obviously, because it's work, but I wasn't to the point where I'm, like, okay, I'm way too high, and I need to... No, it wasn't, like, a tired like that. I had to work. So, maybe that's why, because the sativa one, you know,
works as a sativa.
Right, gave me a little boost. But I highly suggest it. Go give them a try. Jazz swears by them. I've had them before, but this was, like, my first time actually, like, consistently having them.
And they do have one-to-ones, too, I believe. Yes, I know they do. I know they do, because I've gone.
So... Yeah, go give them a try. I know a lot of dispensaries right now are doing BOGOs. There was actually a BOGO yesterday, for OGs at one of the dispensaries by me. And I probably should have went so that my grandpa could try them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure this weekend, it's Halloween weekend, I'm sure there's going to be another BOGO somewhere. So.
They actually had a 300, if you purchased a 300 milligrams at Ponderosa yesterday. Well, I guess this doesn't help anybody. You got a free half gram cart. Hmm. So I was like, oh, I didn't go, but.
Good to know they're doing deals. He said this isn't going to help anybody, but it was a good deal.
It's a good deal.
So if any of you guys got that deal, you lucked out.
You're going to enjoy those OGs.
All right. We also talked about was it last episode? Look, I get so...
Motion detected.
Oh my god, how embarrassing.
It's all right. Good to know you got security.
Fucking Alexa.
Last episode, I think? Yeah, last episode. It was... You know what? I don't know. Because I feel like we've talked about Baked Bros so much because they've done so much. So... They actually, Baked Bros and SWC of Prescott, they donated $1,000 for the breast cancer awareness fundraiser this past week.
And you know what? Just shout out to Baked Bros altogether because they have. Like you said, they have been doing a lot. They've been definitely
doing a lot.
Donating their part. Some of their part, I should say. yeah, I saw that too, that they did at SWC and... I mean, there's probably other brands doing stuff, but These are the ones
that I was seeing more, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Publicly.
Publicly, yeah.
And that new testing law, November 1st, right around the corner.
Again, I think that's why there is a lot of sales going on.
I was going to say that when you when you were like, there's deals. I was just...
I think it's because from last episode we said we had read on one of the forums on Facebook that there's a bunch of deals because they have to get all of this old inventory out before November 1st when the testing law takes place.
So, and the testing is an extensive list of toxins, so I don't know that we can even support.
Yeah, all of that, like our labs. I think it was the Phoenix New Times that they reported that, as of right now, only one lab in Arizona. One lab in Arizona is approved for 5 of the 7 required tests. One.
So still not even, damn, I've just been puffing on this, my bad.
Mm-hmm. I wish you could have seen it. Just hand on the desk.
Chilling, just big chilling. Oh my gosh, okay, so still, that testing center is still wouldn't even work, would it? Because
we need all 7.
Yeah, you need to pass all 7.
So basically... there's 7 required tests that need to be done on all of our cannabis. And yeah, if only one lab can do only 5 of those tests, like the
are we going to have weed? Or what are we going to get? So I want to suggest maybe, and I know a lot of people have been suggesting, and I know you would suggest, to ask for test results.
Right.
Because that way you can know what you're getting, especially with all these deals.
Yeah, with all the deals. Yeah, you can see, like, what you're getting right now. And then come November 1st, we don't even know if they're going to be able to do all the testing. So, again, we're still right back to where we started. Until we can get more labs in Arizona.
Approved.
Yeah, or they're going to have to cut down the extensive list. Because, basically, they need to have lab equipment to test the extensive list of toxins, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we doing? Again, when we even first talked about this, we even said, like, we don't have the capability.
We're not prepared.
Yeah, we're not prepared. And I feel like it's just not, with any type of business, you know, businesses are obviously trying to look out for themselves, and they don't think about the actual process. And they don't think about, okay, this isn't going to run smoothly. And they just, like, start something and don't have all the kinks figured out. But what do I know?
Right. We're just two stony sisters. Right.
We're just two stony sisters. And I guess come November 1st, we'll find out.
Just, am I going to have weed?
Look, I don't care how you guys test it. Just...
No, I mean, yeah, I want to make sure that I have...
But...
I want to know who we can trust out there, for real, though. Like, I want to see who's going to fall off, who's going to be backed up, who's going to be, right? Is that that's going to be a thing, right?
And then with elections, too, 207, we'll see what happens there, too. Mm. Because if you think about that, if that goes wreck, they have to test it at that point, so. Yeah.
And we're still not prepared. So.
Arizona. That's all I got for you.
We'll see.
I am
But that's what's going on.
Me right now.
Stone to the bone?
Yes, literally.
Well, we still have this guy.
And I still have this other joint, too.
Excuse me.
This one, I think I overly rolled. Because look at it. I was just like, Alyssa, really?
Ooh, that's a fatty. A fatty. Damn, bro. It's a nice one, though.
But I was just like, really?
You going to a sesh?
You never know. Alright, let me move.
Well, I got, the Summon Brilliant is ready when we are. Are we ready?
You're ready.
You're ready?
It was funny, we went to Walgreens last night and we go to buy a lighter. We needed another lighter. And the girl in there, Sarah, she just knows us because it's across the street, so we're always there. And she goes, they're 2 for $3. It's better than paying 1 for $2.67. And she's like, and I know you guys. She goes, you're going to need the second liner.
What do you mean, Sarah?
And then just jumps into, so have you watched the Wentworth?
Her and her damn Wentworth.
And I'm like, girl, get out of here.
Ooh, instantly you know this lemon brulee. Oh, I love it.
Like
I love it.
It's like a little tart,
Here, get it, because it's still at the beginning. Ooh. So that's going to take us into the cosmos, right?
Maybe now. That's what I tasted. When I first started hitting it, that first one, I got the very first, like... Yeah, that's lemon brulee.
I really am enjoying these. I was bitching about them first, but I'm really enjoying these tips. These raw...
They're good.
The pre-rolled ones?
I used all of them already, so...
The pre-rolled
ones. I suggest. I like those ones.
And well, I
like
went and bought these, and I was like...
The perforated ones. Mm. Or not the perforated ones. The ones that are the gum. So good. I like those. But...
All right, so like I said... Cosmos.
We do have a lot going on. We've both been going through it.
A lot of energy.
The moon is here. And she...
Today.
She's not playing. She's playing no games. Mercury retrograde has been on one as well. Like we said last episode, I'm still experiencing tons of system issues. I was on hold with like our help desk people at work just forever and... So there's a lot, needless to say.
I've had a lot of system issues still. I'm not even getting into it. Because we're not.
Yeah, we're not. But yes, so today's the 31st. We're currently...
Recording on the 31st.
Right, on the 31st.
So tonight, there will be full moonlight. Ooh, Halloween!
And did you see how bright it was last night? And I'm like, okay, that was just last night. That's not even... It wasn't even the actual day. But it is the Taurus, full moon. So you may be feeling like having anxiety or feeling restless. So it might be heightened during this time, which could probably make us like fall, make it easier for us to fall victim pretty much to our triggers. So things that maybe we don't even know are triggers. So I definitely am going to just remember to take it slow, relax, step away if you need to, especially with us going into more of like the holiday season. We're going to be around family more. Probably you guys might be around more people.
More energy.
Right, more energy.
We've been enclosed. We've been...
In our own space.
So with this energy, expect the unexpected. We're wanting to release that internal and external conflict that we're holding with ourselves again. So watch those triggers. Watch how you react and how you, you know, don't fall victim, you know?
Right.
Don't make yourself a victim.
Step back if you need to. Collect yourself. And then be like, okay, let me move forward.
And this full moon's joining Scorpio season. Which Scorpio's, the sun's in Scorpio, excuse me. So with that energy again, we spoke about this last episode, confront those shadows to find that peace, to move forward, to release, help bring stability in our life and work with these energies.
Yeah.
Things that have been unclear, probably you'll find some clarity if you're doing your work during this time, letting go, releasing that.
Finally getting those answers.
Mm-hmm.
Heightening our spiritual energies.
Speaking of, I've been experiencing a lot of some kind of energy. I know that something's trying to communicate with me and something's trying to give me a message. I don't think it's anything like spooky. I know it's spooky season, but I definitely feel it's like a... my angels or my spirit guides, someone trying to communicate. I've had lights turn on with that where my lights are, like, remote-based.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not, like, switch-based. So, and then I've had, like, my fan turn on, my Google Home music, which I don't even really speak to much anymore. I know, it sounds so weird, fucking robots, right?
Like, I don't talk to her.
So, the energies are there. And it's up to you if you want to, you know, work with these, open up to these energies and...
Yeah, I don't think, and like I was telling you, I'm like, I don't think it is either. I don't think it's anything negative, because my Thea,
she was having the energies.
She was experiencing some stuff as well, and she ended up going to speak with somebody, and they ended up tapping in, and come to find out, it was actually her spirit guides, and they were...
Oh, sorry, party foul.
It was her spirit guides, and they were, like, protecting her from a lot of energy that was trying to come at her, pretty much. And she ended up doing, like, some Reiki and balancing out some chakras, and
now she's on her...
Yeah, now she's on her spiritual path, and
which
she's
is crazy not experiencing because... it
anymore either.
And it's she's crazy not. Because I know that she's been, like, kind of stuck, to say the least, yeah. You know? So this is, like...
Her moving.
It's just
forward,
weird.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just like transformation season, like we've been saying. So you might be also experiencing some headaches, because I know I was.
Mm. I always do.
And I think it was the weather too. Because mm-hmm. if you're in Arizona, it's been so bipolar. Cold one minute.
Well, this morning I left with a sweater thinking I was gonna be chilly, and then I'm freaking in Walmart sweating. I'm like, oh my gosh.
What is going on? Yeah, so you probably experiencing headaches or migraines, having a hard time concentrating, and then again, anxiety. So, collect yourself, take a step back if you need to.
Work with essential oils.
Yes. Cleanse your space around you.
Diffuse some oils, and diffuse rose oil is a good one. But... Also, essential oils on your third eye and crown.
Mm-hmm. Temples, if you want.
To help those headaches, migraines, and bring some clarity.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, they like to do, like, the roll. Like, they use, like, the roll-on.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put, like, a little thing on there. I put it on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And just smell it. Brings you back.
Actually, I'm going to put some on for tonight. Around some energy.
Brings you back to your safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's helps you collect yourself.
Right, helps you collect yourself. Exactly.
So again, with this full moon, letting go of those old habits, things that no longer serve us, like we always, always, always say. And so we no longer carry that stuff throughout the rest of the year. Set intentions, maybe not so much work on manifestations, because it's energy, it's a lot of energy right now, but definitely think about the... Set your intentions, think about things that you'd want to manifest, and maybe work on those manifestations
mm-hmm.
a little bit later.
I started writing things down. I have my journal for the year, because I'm like, it's the year's over.
It's end of the year. Like, it's end of the year.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have to get a new planner. But yeah, I started writing down already, like, goals that I have, things that I personally, like, want to work on mentally.
But you know what?
Physically, and... For, like, our business.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, I guess essentially three different, like, lists.
Goal plans. And, yeah, like, just think about how far we've come with 2020. 2020 has not been...
It hasn't.
You know, it's really let us actually collect ourselves this whole year, I feel like, because we had to be in our own space. We had to learn to be in our own space and... Whether you liked it or not, because some people can't be in their own space.
No. Some can't.
Some people went through a hard time, like we talked about mm-hmm. in earlier episodes. Suicide, like, thoughts and things like that. So, damn it, too much.
Yes, we were fortunate to
be able to...
And still
come as far as we've
yeah.
come.
And still, exactly. Come as far as we come. And
do all the things we did do this year.
Right.
With the, you know, with how 2020 was. So, reflect. Reflection. Día de los Muertos is actually right around the corner as well. So, that veil is really thin. So, this is a good time to connect with our intuition, with your spirit guides, your ancestors, and receive those psychic messages. I told you the other day, I'm like, I'm ready. I am ready for the message.
It just needs to be more clear. Just
like, maybe I'm just not listening correctly. I need to calm down. I need this last week, I think on Tuesday.
But what's been different? Because how long have you been working in that room?
Since March. Maybe April, May.
Because I'm like, well, it can't be.
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't know. But be open to it if that's your calling, if that's what you feel.
If your intuition's,
You know, if your intuition is telling you something. I know that me and you have been doing really good with listening to our intuition. And I'm, especially like during the week, if I don't feel something's right, I'm just like, all right, no. And then I realize afterwards, I'm like, well, you did the right thing. Right. Because look, you had a feeling already.
Right.
Dang it, now I'm the
So full moon activities too are like you always recommend to charge your crystals. And you can do a simple Google because you want to make sure you don't leave them. If you do leave them overnight, like in the sunlight, some crystals can,
you know. It's not good for some.
So some can be charged in sunlight, some can be charged in water. So just a simple, like, probably Google could tell you which crystals are safe. But you can definitely take advantage of this full moon light and charge your crystals. Yep, a little self-care bath.
Because I keep some by, like, my work desk, by, you know, so that takes a lot
of energy in.
Room, all that, so.
Yoga, journaling.
Yes, yoga, journaling.
Make your moon water. You're into that.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of reflection, meditation.
Ooh, make a self-care playlist. I have a couple on my, not that I made, but like that people made.
I was going to say you can find search one, like a full moon.
And you guys can like do literally 5-minute meditation. It's not that long. We have done it and it's not that long. You can do it. So just be prepared because she's a coming. Well, actually, she's here. Yeah. Like I said last night, I was like, dang, look how bright she is. And it's not even the full moon yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then also coming up.
Can't believe it's so close.
So close. We're 3 days away. 3 days away.
There's actually, I went when I was passing this morning, there's a freaking Estrella Parkway in McDowell. Trump Corner.
I think he drove down there when he got here. I think that's how they got to the Goodyear Airport.
I'm not even going to talk about that.
But November 3rd, Mercury goes direct. So the same day as the election. I just want to say I have a feeling that there's going to be some type of chaotic something happening. Like, just something. But maybe not negative, but
something's
going to happen. Yeah, it's not just going to be an easy in and out or...
I don't know. They say that there may be delays.
Delays. A recount. But I don't know.
Like, standards on that? Or, like, the policies on that? Like, how do you... I don't know. What dictates that?
Right. But, yeah. So, November 3rd, 3 days away. Mercury goes direct. Same day as the election. And Mercury is actually not going to be, thank goodness, she will not be retrograde again until January 30th, 2021. So we got a few months to...
So everything else is your fault.
Right. Yeah, the system issues, it's just your system. It's your crappy system. But...
Shortly after that, are we going to say something?
I was just going to say, make sure not to rush into projects or new ventures on this day. Kind of just still take your time. Don't. Are we going to spark?
Sparking big fatty?
But just pay attention to your intuition at the end of the day. So be prepared.
That little gut feeling, it's something. It's something pulling you. That little person on your shoulder saying, maybe not.
Right, and you know, when someone says, oh, we should go do this, your first initial feeling.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
See? Right there. I know. You just knew.
But if I didn't say anything, and then I tried to fight it and be like, oh, vanilla. And then we went and got vanilla, I'd be pissed because I'm like, okay, no, my intuition told me chocolate, but I didn't want to say chocolate. Then I'd be pissed at myself because every single time, that's how that works if you think about it. I think especially it works when they ask, like, what do you want to go eat? Like, why don't I just say the first thing? Or why don't they just say the first thing?
Right.
Your intuition's telling you you want Chick-fil-A. But you're not going to say that. And you're going to want to, like, oh, well, we should just go to...
The Big.
Right.
Knowing damn well.
Knowing damn well, I don't want to go to the Big. I want a Chick-fil-A with some waffle fries.
I know what I want and like what I like. Oh, my gosh. We now just put things on papers. So you put your entry in, you know?
There you go.
And we used to do, like, the first one picked, but it just, you never want the first one picked. So now we just eliminate. So I'm like, Chick-fil-A's out. PT Noodles is out. It's Payway.
That's smart.
It is smart. And nobody knows.
Or try to guess where we're going to go eat at.
Yeah, I tried that. It never works. It's like, where?
No, I'm just like, no, you have to guess. And he'll say something, and I'm like, damn, how'd you know? He's like, Chipotle? And I'm like, wow, you're good. I'm like, all right, we're going to Chipotle. Yes. Because it's just, why is that so hard? I don't know, but... Trust your intuition. Yeah. The point of this was to trust your intuition because at the end of the day, that's all you got.
That's all you got. All you got is yourself. It's true. It's true.
As cliche as it sounds.
As cliche as this all sounds. And after that, and as cliche as this sounds, 11-11. 11-11 is right around the corner following this Mercury retrograde. This is a very powerful angel number. It indicates that you're aligned, which crazy, and that you're ready to manifest what your heart truly desires. Like, you are really aligned with that desire. This will be a good day to set those intentions for your future, and pay attention to the energy that you're giving out.
And I think this is also a day that you'd be able to connect with your guardian angels and your spirit guides.
Being that strong.
Yeah, that strong energy, angel powerful power. Energy.
And then right after that, if you remember, Mars was in retrograde with Mercury. And Mars goes direct on November 13th. So that'll give us a boost of energy.
Good, we need it because Mercury's taking a lot of our energy. Being retrograde.
These moon full, after moon.
Moon after moon.
Double and full moon.
I think we're going to have eclipse in, if I'm not mistaken, in November.
November.
But we need that boost.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. We need that boost of energy. So, yeah, it sounds like we have a lot to work through.
We do. A lot of, yeah, meditating, journaling, all that, all the goods.
You know the drill.
Yeah, you know the drill.
And just an announcement for next week.
Yeah, we're dropping all this information on you because we'll be off next week. So there will be no episode on the 10th?
Yeah, November 10th.
But in the meantime,
catch up on our past episodes.
Your curls look great.
Thanks.
I've been looking at them.
And thank you guys for all the support this far. It's only going to get better.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. We will be doing, I think, an episode in the future. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Coming up soon about CBD, kind of going over it a little bit more, giving you guys some information on that with our Candy Heal. So, website is coming soon. So, in the meantime, follow us at Candy Heal AZ.
DM to order. We still have some stock.
Yeah. We can, if you're local.
Local. Meet.
If you're
local, pick up and drop or drop off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you need shipping, then we can
work with you.
We can work with you too. So, other than that, stay stony.